Asia was already reeling from another disaster. Burmese authorities now say almost 32,000 people died after a cyclone hit the country 9 days ago. Many people in Burma's coastal areas are still in desperate need of assistance. But Joe Lowry, a spokesman for the Red Cross in Rangoon, says there's been significant increase in the relief effort.
We're getting more aid in more regular basis. So far, about 10 flights have arrived, or will have arrived by Tuesday, and they're carrying large quantities of shelter material, cans for drinking water, mosquito nets, other relief items, and a lot of aid is being generated locally as well by local people. Today, we also got some good news that the first two out of four large water purification units have arrived, and when they're up and running, when all four of them are up and running, we'll be able to produce nearly 1 million liters of water every day. What wasn't so much good news over the weekend was that the first boat that we sent to the affected region, carrying relief supplies for about 1,000 people, unfortunately sank, and some of the cargo was lost.
What happened to cause the boat to sink? Was this an accident? Was this because weather related, or what?
Yeah, we think it was a submerged tree trunk, and obviously a lot of trees down. Yeah, unluckily our boat must have hit one.
What is the greatest need right now?
Shelter, clean water, good sanitation, and food aid.
And how much of that is coming in?
It's coming in, but certainly not in great enough volumes, and not being turned around perhaps quickly enough. We're quite lucky that our shipments haven't had any problems really in the airport. They've been got into warehouses, customs cleared, and then on the road again as soon as we can possibly manage it.
I wonder, Joe, if you have encountered, or if the organization around you has encountered, any kind of bureaucratic delays in getting, for instance, water to the right places or bringing in rice to the country and then distributing it appropriately.
Well, we've been working in this country for about 15 years, and we work closely with the local Red Cross, who are an independent, neutral organization, auxiliary to the government. And while there are still sensitive discussions going on, the fact that we are a neutral organization and working alongside a government auxiliary has helped us to get more people into the country and more aid.
So it helps to have local people on the ground. But let me ask you about something else, and I wonder if this causes you any kind of problems. As you know, or maybe you don't know, today there is a massive natural disaster in the western part of China with many, many people who are dead and many people who are apparently cut off from supplies right now. Is this the kind of thing that puts pressure on you to try and make sure that you still get the appropriate resources for the Burmese people, for people in Myanmar, when there is another major crisis also going on not too far away?
Yeah, it's a terrible tragedy for China, and I don't think it'll affect things here so much because there has been a strong response to our initial appeal. So we have enough financial resources to start mounting a relief operation, but also we'll be looking at China and seeing how we respond there. We have qualified people all around the world, but a lot of them are on the way here. They may be redeployed to China. The organization is certainly going to be on high alert. And a second major tragedy wasn't what we needed, but we try and respond.
All right. And Joe, I just wonder, sometimes these instances of massive tragedy are best told through individuals. Tell me how you spent your day today, other than talking to reporters like me, and maybe tell me about one or two of the people who you met.
Thanks very much for that opportunity, because there is a local volunteer here, which is staff of the Myanmar Red Cross, and her house was not destroyed, but the roof was taken off by the cyclone. And she told me her kids were terrified. She was an 8-year-old boy and a younger girl, I think, and they were terrified and trying to run away from the storm. And she hasn't yet managed to get the roof back onto her house. She can't get enough nails and the tools to hammer it down. Her husband is also a Red Cross volunteer. He's in the Bogolai area right now, where the needs are very, very acute. And she's walking to work an hour and a half every day with a smile on her face and just doing heroic Trojan work.
So she and her family are staying in the house with no roof on it?
Mm-hmm, with some tarpaulin on the roof. Her mother's looking after the kids, and she's coming to work every day knowing that there's no roof to go back to, and still, that dedication. And also what's wonderful to see is lots of young people, young Red Cross volunteers, from dawn till dusk and beyond, outside the Myanmar Red Cross headquarters, forming a human chain, taking locally donated goods like big 5-liter cans of water or used clothes and so on, and warehousing them and then loading up trucks again with smiles on their faces and working all the hours they have as volunteers.
Thank you very much. Joe Lowry, spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross, speaking to us from Rangoon in Burma. Thank you again.
Thank you.